I love that song. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We are everywhere, Allison.
We are. Therese joining me today. I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, also joining us, Tom O'Neill from the LA Times to talk about the writer's strike. I think we're in a week number 7. Mm. We also have a guy who went to the taping of the New American Gladiators show.
You think there's any link between that, the New American Gladiators show, and the 7-week-old writer's strike?
We're just saying. Here's Rachel Martin with the news.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice arrived in Iraq today on an unannounced visit. Rice flew into the volatile, oil-rich northern city of Kirkuk, which has been at the center of Iraq's political deadlock. After meetings in Kirkuk, Rice flew to Baghdad to talk with national Iraqi leaders about pushing forward political reforms. The Secretary of State will no doubt also be talking with Iraqi leaders about the recent violence between Turkey and Kurdish militant groups in the north of Iraq. Yesterday, Iraqi leaders condemned a Turkish airstrike across the border in Iraq, which was planned with the help of the United States. And last night, Turkey sent in about 300 ground troops across the border. Iraqi officials have called the airstrikes an attack against Iraqi sovereignty. A New York couple has been found guilty on 12 charges, including forced labor, conspiracy, and involuntary servitude. Varsha and Mandahir Sabnani were accused of bringing two women from Indonesia to work in their home as domestics and then treating them as indentured servants. Prosecutors said the maids were subjected to harsh punishment, even torture. That ended last May when one of the women finally fled and reported the abuse to authorities. The defense contended the two women concocted the story as a way of escaping the house for more lucrative opportunities. They also argued the housekeepers practiced witchcraft and may have abused themselves as part of an Indonesian self-mutilation ritual. After Mrs. Sabnani heard the verdict, she fainted and the judge cleared the courtroom. The couple is expected to return to court today, and federal prosecutors may ask the judge to remand the couple to prison immediately. A United Nations task force has uncovered a whole lot of corruption involving hundreds of millions of dollars linked to UN peacekeeping operations. According to the Washington Post, the UN investigation has uncovered a pattern of fraud and mismanagement in contracts for fuel, food, construction, and other materials and services used by UN peacekeeping operations, which are undergoing their largest expansion in 15 years. In recent weeks, 10 procurement officers have been charged with misconduct for allegedly soliciting bribes and rigging bids in Congo and Haiti. Finally, a story about galactic bullying. Stay with me here, this is true. In a galaxy far, far away, a jet of highly charged radiation from a supermassive black hole is blasting another galaxy in its neighborhood. Scientists are calling it a remarkable case of galactic fighting. One scientist quoted by the BBC described the phenomenon as a black hole bully punching the nose of a passing galaxy. The event is occurring in a system called 3C321, which lies about 1.4 billion years from Earth. It contains two galaxies in orbit, one around the other, which are in the process of merging together, and the small one is losing out. Scientists have been watching galaxies colliding before, but this is the first time they've witnessed this kind of galactic violence. So they say. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
I almost didn't get that out.
I think we need an after-school special, a very special galactic afternoon.
It's so cool.
Bullying in space.
Mean universes.
Talk about, cyberbullying, galactic bullying, man.
Rachel Martin, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.